Okay, if you work in IT, or let's be honest, if you rely on IT, which is basically everyone, just imagine a world where the vast majority of your operational failures, they aren't sudden, unpredictable disasters.
Right.
Imagine they're just routine, preventable events. We are talking about eliminating up to 80% of all major IT outages.
Huge number.
That number 80%, it's this powerful statistic that's driving a massive shift in how organizations manage their digital operations. We tend to think of system failure as this random black swan event, but the data from industry research tells a much more optimistic story.
It does.
It says most downtime is predictable, it's avoidable. So this deep dive is based on a comprehensive 2025 guide to proactive network monitoring and SD-WAN, and our mission today is to just pull out the essential facts you need to understand this revolutionary shortcut to security. Okay, let's unpack this.
And we have to unpack it because that 80% prevention opportunity is so critical for one reason.
Yeah.
Pure dollars and cents, the financial stakes are they're
Are
still
those numbers?
when we look at the industry studies, the average cost of downtime, depending on the size and sector of the company, of course,
Yeah.
it can range dramatically. We're talking from $5,600 up to, $9,000 per minute.
Per minute,
Yeah.
that's a mortgage payment every 60 seconds.
Exactly. I mean, think about a big retailer or a bank. A core system fails at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. That 80% opportunity isn't just about things running smoother. It's about putting a bulletproof vest on your balance sheet,
Right.
protecting you from losing tens of thousands of dollars for every 15 minutes the system is down.
That really puts it in focus. So let's start with that fundamental shift, that change in philosophy. We're moving away from the old way. So what exactly is proactive network monitoring, and how is it such a complete departure from traditional reactive IT?
Well, the traditional reactive approach is basically, it's firefighting. You wait for a user to call the help desk and complain.
The internet is slow.
The server's down. Yeah, exactly. And only then does the IT team start looking into it. It's totally based on failure notification.
After the fact.
Proactive monitoring is the complete opposite. It's continuous, nonstop, 247 surveillance of the entire infrastructure. It uses these really sophisticated tools, real-time analytics, and often machine learning, to find and resolve underlying issues instantly.
Then the key is the timing, right?
The key is the speed. These proactive systems, they'll identify a vulnerability or a performance drop, alert IT, and the team fixes it before the issue gets big enough for the end user to even notice anything was wrong.
To get that kind of foresight, I mean, the systems must be tracking just everything all the time. What specific granular data points are they actually watching?
They have to have total visibility. So they track metrics like bandwidth utilization, how much data is flowing.
The basics.
The basics, but also application response times. Is Salesforce or Office 365 actually feeling snappy? The health of every single physical device, servers, routers, network latency, packet loss, even like you mentioned from the sources, things as simple as CPU temperature and disk queue lengths.
Okay, but if you're tracking every temperature gauge and every data packet for every device, 24/7, isn't that just overwhelming? How do you stop the IT team from drowning in a tidal wave of useless metrics?
That is the million-dollar question, and that's where the intelligence comes in. The crucial first step is to establish a baseline performance metric.
What's normal?
Exactly. The system spends time learning what normal looks like for your specific environment. What's your average traffic at 10 a.m. on a Monday? What's the typical latency between your main office and your cloud provider?
So it learns the network's heartbeat.
That's a great way to put it. Once it knows that heartbeat, it can instantly trigger an alert the moment something deviates. If latency spikes by 40% outside of what's normal, or if a critical server's temperature suddenly jumps, that alert is targeted. It's actionable.
So it filters out the noise.
That filtering process is what makes the data useful, not just overwhelming.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. That 80% number. The fact that the majority of downtime stems from a predictable list of five causes. Let's break those down. What are these specific preventable failures, and how does this proactive visibility actually stump them?
Right, we can define them pretty clearly. The five major preventable causes targeted by modern monitoring.
Okay, number one.
Number one, hardware failure warnings. Hardware almost never just dies without warning. It usually sends out these little distress signals first.
Little hints?
Exactly. By tracking metrics like CPU load, fan speed, memory usage, the system detects these subtle changes. For instance, if a hard drive starts showing sector errors or a server's memory use consistently creeps up for a week,
The system flags it.
it flags it. And then IT can schedule maintenance, replace the part during off hours, and completely avoid a catastrophic failure in the middle of the workday.
That just completely flips the script. Instead of waiting for the fire alarm, you're planning the repair days, maybe even weeks in advance. But sometimes the network is just slow, and it's not the hardware, it's just the pipe is too small.
And that's number two, bandwidth bottleneck identification. Everyone relies on cloud services, video, collaboration tools. These things strain your capacity. Monitoring analyzes who or what is consuming all those resources. Once you know, IT can implement what are called quality of service, or QoS, policies.
Can you just quickly define QoS for us?
Absolutely. QoS simply means prioritizing traffic. It makes sure that your critical applications, like your main financial system or your VoIP phone calls, they get preferential treatment over, say, a user streaming background music.
So it puts the important stuff at the front of the line.
Monitoring shows you where the congestion is, and QoS lets you clear a path for what matters most.
Okay, so that's hardware and bandwidth. What's next?
The inevitable threat. Number three, security threat detection. Cyber attacks are now a leading cause of outages. So proactive systems look for network behavior that signals an attack is in progress.
What kind of behavior are we talking about?
Things like malware infections, calling home to external command and control servers, unauthorized access attempts from suspicious IPs, or, and this is critical, the early signs of data exfiltration.
The network leaking secrets.
Exactly. Detected by abnormal outbound transfer sizes. That can signal either an insider threat or an external attacker who's trying to quietly pull your information out.
So you're looking for the digital fingerprint of the crime, not waiting for the breach notification to come in.
Precisely. Which brings us to cause number four, configuration error prevention. We have to be honest, human error remains one of the greatest risks to stability.
Oh, absolutely.
One wrong command, one accidentally misconfigured firewall rule, and entire parts of the network can just grind to a halt.
And these changes can spread almost instantly. How quickly can a proactive system spot a human mistake like that and stop the disaster?
That's the power of real-time monitoring, combined with that baselining we talked about. The system tracks every single configuration change in real time. If an administrator deploys a rule on a router that deviates from the approved known good baseline, say, they accidentally block a necessary port.
An immediate alert.
An immediate critical alert. It lets them review and reverse that change almost instantaneously. It turns what would have been a catastrophic outage into a two-minute hiccup.
Amazing. Okay, that's four. What's the last one?
Finally, number five is proactive capacity planning. This is all about looking forward. Monitoring systems provide historical usage data and sophisticated trend analysis. So instead of waiting until the infrastructure hits a wall,
everyone crashes.
Right. Instead of that, IT teams can forecast growth. They know, based on projections, we will need to buy new storage or upgrade our internet connection 3 months from now. They can budget and deploy before capacity limits are ever reached.
All five of those points, they really rely on having incredible visibility, especially across big, geographically dispersed companies. And that brings us to the technology that enables this level of detail, SD-WAN.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for our listener, let's assume they've heard the term, but maybe don't fully get why software-defined wide area network is such a game changer for monitoring.
SD-WAN is revolutionary because it solves the old centralized routing problem. Historically, wide area networks WANs, they often forced all traffic, even traffic going to the cloud, back to a central data center, usually over these expensive private connections like MPLS.
And MPLS is essentially your old dedicated private network highway. Very reliable, but very expensive.
Exactly right. SD-WAN breaks that reliance. It separates the network control from the physical links, which allows for intelligent application-aware routing. This means the network can dynamically decide the best path for your data in real time.
So what can it do?
Its key capabilities include application-aware routing, where it sends sensitive traffic over the best quality path, maybe that's the MPLS circuit, and less sensitive cloud traffic over cheaper broadband. It also offers automatic failover. If one connection drops, the SD-WAN just instantly reroutes traffic to a secondary link without anyone having to flip a switch.
So it's not just moving packets, it's intelligently directing them based on what they're for. And the guide we're looking at stresses this provides unprecedented visibility that boosts monitoring. How is the data it collects different?
Well, because the SD-WAN controller is managing all the traffic paths, it's continuously gathering performance metrics across all of them. Latency, jitter, packet loss, real time.
And it solves that black box problem.
It completely eliminates it. Traditional monitoring might just tell you the connection is up, but SD-WAN gives you application performance visibility. You don't just know the network is working. You know exactly how the CEO's video call quality is or how quickly files are syncing in SharePoint.
And it can act on that information.
It can. When monitoring detects a problem like high latency on one path, an advanced SD-WAN can initiate automated remediation. It will automatically reroute traffic without any human intervention at all. That's a huge step toward that 80% goal.
Okay, that's moving beyond just detection and into autonomous correction. Let's pivot from the tech to the practical side.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to implement this proactive strategy, what are the biggest traps to avoid? What does a successful rollout actually look like?
Good question.
One non-negotiable step the guide highlights is comprehensive coverage. You can't just monitor your servers and ignore the cloud. Partial monitoring, it says, creates catastrophic blind spots. You have to cover everything. Network devices, servers, and crucially, cloud services like SaaS and IaaS.
And that means understanding what you're monitoring is different in each case. For SaaS, software as a service, like Office 365, you're focused on the application user experience.
How does it feel to the user?
Exactly. For IICS, infrastructure as a service, like AWS or Azure Virtual Machines, you're monitoring the underlying resources and the OS health, just like a local server. You have to see the whole picture.
So what's the biggest trap?
The single biggest trap in implementation is alert fatigue. It's the network admin's version of the boy who cried wolf. If IT teams are constantly bombarded with alerts that are just false alarms, they get desensitized.
They just start ignoring.
They start ignoring, muting, or disabling notifications. And then when the real disaster happens, the critical alert just gets lost in all that noise.
That's a very human problem that could undermine the entire technical solution. So how do we prevent it?
The solution is intelligence. You replace static thresholds with dynamic baselines. A static threshold is simple. Alert if CPU usage hits 90%. But what if 90% usage is totally normal every Friday at 4 p.m. during payroll? That alert is meaningless noise.
Right.
Dynamic baselines use machine learning to adapt. They learn that spike is normal and will only alert you if the CPU hits 90% on a Tuesday morning or if it hits 95% on that Friday. It only flags true anomalies. You also have to suppress alerts during scheduled maintenance so IT isn't distracted by outages they planned.
So every time the alarm goes off, it actually means something.
It's a signal that demands immediate attention.
That insight moving from simple rules to adaptive intelligence, that feels like the real engine of the 80% solution. So what about the first steps for a company wanting to adopt this?
The guide recommends two critical steps right out of the gate. First, a comprehensive network assessment. You have to take a full inventory, map every device, document your topology, identify every critical system.
You can't monitor what you don't know you have.
Exactly. And second, define clear monitoring objectives. What specific painful outages from the past are you determined to prevent? Defining those goals guides every configuration decision you make. It ensures the whole system is aligned with actual business needs.
Okay, let's talk about cost one last time. Professional monitoring solutions, they range widely, a few hundred dollars to tens of thousands a month. How does a CFO justify that kind of spending?
It's justified instantly when you contrast the cost of prevention against the cost of reaction.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. $5,600 to $9,000 per minute in downtime. The sources all confirm that professional monitoring pays for itself by preventing just one major outage a year.
So it's not an expense.
It's not an expense. It's business continuity insurance. And it's insurance that actively improves your efficiency instead of just passively waiting for a disaster.
Perfect. Before we wrap up, a quick clarification. We've used monitoring and management almost interchangeably at times. What is the actual technical distinction?
That's a good point. Network monitoring is the diagnostic part. It's the observing, the tracking of health and performance. Network management is broader. It includes monitoring, but it adds the treatment, the action, the configuration changes, the optimization, the capacity planning, the troubleshooting. Comprehensive IT management requires both the diagnosis and the ability to apply the fix.
Got it. And one last thing on SD-WAN. Is it just for huge global companies?
That's a common misconception. SD-WAN still has a ton of value for a business with just one office. If that office is heavily reliant on cloud services, SD-WAN provides huge gains in application performance and automatic failover between two different internet connections. You have to weigh the investment, of course, but the benefits aren't exclusive to multi-site operations.
The central thesis we've really uncovered here seems undeniable. Proactive visibility is just the bedrock of modern business efficiency. Waiting for a user complaint to start fixing a problem is simply too costly, financially and operationally.
And here's maybe a final point for you to ponder. When people think about preventing network failure, they often limit their thinking to physical redundancy.
Like having a backup internet cable.
Right,
exactly. But the 80% solution shows us that real resilience comes from software and intelligence. It extends so far beyond just having a simple backup connection. It covers the entire infrastructure stack, every server, every application, every human action making, the whole environment resilient from within.
That insight really changes how you approach every decision. Consider where else in your own work or even your life you rely on reactive measures when a proactive approach could give you an 80% improvement in stability. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. So, what does this all mean?